This is WKAR Online. Mid-Michigan has a strong folk music tradition. The annual Great Lakes Folk Festival, held in East Lansing every August, has attracted international attention. And you can hear folk music here on WKAR every Sunday night. One of the genre's most famous performers will appear in Ann Arbor on Sunday. Peter Yarrow formed the folk supergroup Peter, Paul, and Mary, with fellow singers Paul Stuckey and Mary Travers, in 1962. Their music was part of the soundtrack of the civil rights era. WKAR's Kevin Lavery spoke with Peter Yarrow, asking him about the current state of folk music.
It's not that it's disappeared. It's in the hearts of Americans. It's in the homes and the churches, synagogues, and schools. But the fact of its being out of the spotlight in this way has lost us something very important, because when people have this kind of music to share together, it creates community and it creates the will to work together to make a society a more just and caring place.
So it's very much a fuel for social activism, as you're indicating.
Yeah, it's like at the March on Washington, where Peter, Paul, and Mary sang Blowing in the Wind and If I Had a Hammer. It united people. They weren't watching. I mean, the great moment, of course, was Martin Luther King's speech, his I Have a Dream speech. But also when people said, look, we're making our speech together. We're singing If I Had a Hammer. That was a huge hit at the time. And we are asserting this together. This belongs to us, this moment, this movement. It had a huge effect. Now, the dominant force is really the dollar and profits this quarter, rather than the pride that used to be taken by record companies in the kind of music that really reached everybody's hearts and was transformative in society.
Well, in the last decade or so, you've also been known for your nonprofit work with Operation Respect, and it's an anti-school violence campaign that's spread across the country. Tell me how that really grew out of your passion for social activism. How was that a natural outgrowth of all that?
Well, you're quite right, it was. You see, if you look at all the movements and the marches we've been a part of over the years, and of course we lost Mary 3 years ago this past September 16th, but her presence is still powerful, her voice and what she created is still a part of every song that I sing. But the sense that when we sing songs together in the Don't Laugh at Me program, and it's in 22,000 schools, we create through that and curricula that was created to create a positive, caring, non-bullying environment in schools. We are transforming children through social and emotional experiential learning. That's, I know that's a big mouthful, but it's really the education of the heart rather than just the intellect. When we educate the hearts of children with curricula that open them up to understanding, to nonviolent conflict resolution, to believing and caring about each other, not because of things that they own or their wealth or their power or their fame in their families, and we start emphasizing the importance of each human being for themselves and what they are intrinsically, we have a different kind of environment in the school, which tends to completely obliterate bullying and disrespect.
Peter Yarrow from the legendary folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary, performing in Ann Arbor on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure.
A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar.